Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch.
Start with the Irish Times, and it leads with French voters rally to left-wing alliance. Left-wing coalition led by Mélenchon finishes first in parliamentary elections. Frustration for the far right as Le Pen's national rally ends up in third place. It's the story that we led the bulletin with today. And French voters defied expectations by rallying behind parties of the left and centre to prevent the far right from taking power, according to parliamentary election exit polls last night. Marine Le Pen's far right national rally had been expected by most media pundits to emerge as the largest party in the parliament, but projections suggest it finished third in the election. Other stories making the front page of the Irish Times: domestic violence sentencing changes adopted. Recommendations aimed at creating a more coherent and uniform approach to sentencing by district court judges for domestic violence offences have been adopted by a judicial council committee. The recommendations are made in a report which found a divergence of approach among district court judges in terms of sentencing for breaches of domestic violence orders, with some adopting a family law solution rather than one based purely on ordinary sentencing principles. In the report commissioned by the Council's Sentencing Guidelines Information Committee from Dr. Niamh Maguire of the Law Department of Southeast Technological University, examined district court sentencing for offences including breaches of barring, safety and protection orders under the Domestic Violence Act 2018. And that's on the front page of the Irish Times. And a great action shot from the drama yesterday at Croke Park on the front of the Irish Times. There's also the pictures on the front of the Irish Examiner. Well, most of the papers feature pictures of that epic encounter that happened at Croke Park yesterday. Well, the Irish Examiner, it leads with shortage of beds for at-risk kids. A judge is warned of a tsunami about to reach shore as a report highlights a shortage of special care placements for vulnerable children. The report from the Child Law Project contains 70 reports arising out of court hearings attended in the first half of this year by reporters from the project. One relates to a teenager who it's alleged was raped, who was in the care of TUSLA and was believed to have been sexually trafficked across Ireland. And on one occasion, she was found 2 hours away from her placement after she made a call at 11 p.m. So some damning details in that report. Another story on the front of the paper that caught my eye: air pollution reduces IVF success rate by 38%. The health correspondent Niamh Griffin reports that air pollution can reduce the chances of having a baby with IVF by 38%. Scientists have discovered if women are exposed to air pollution before retrieving eggs during IVF, it reduces the odds of a live birth. Australian researchers found in the first study of its kind. Quite an interesting survey there on the impact of air pollution there and on IVF success rates. The Irish Independent, its top story: house asking prices grow at fastest rate in 2 years. This is the latest evidence, actually, that house prices are growing fast again. There's CSO statistics in recent weeks that show this, but the asking price for homes has shot up at its fastest rate for almost 2 years. National asking prices were up 7.3% in the 3 months to May when compared with the same period last year, and that's according to the latest quarterly house price report from myhome.ie. That's in association with Bank of Ireland. Property experts are now predicting that values will rise by between 5 and 6% over the year in full. And that's piling more pressure on first-time buyers. And we know that housing is a key issue with the electorate and the general election not too far away, to be honest. The Irish Daily Mail, it has a headline: undercover Gardaí scour trains and buses for immigrants. And when you read into the story, of course, they're looking for illegal immigrants. Undercover Gardaí and immigration officials are targeting bus and rail services used by suspected illegal immigrants to get into the country via the border. Operation Sonnet, which has been set up over 10 years ago, is a Garda initiative which attempts to stop people crossing the border with the North who do not have the right documentation. And statistics released to that paper, the Irish Daily Mail, show how there were days of action on average every 2 weeks this year, with Gardaí immigration officials as well as members of the PSNI conducting checks on busy motorways on the border. Gardaí and immigration staff are going undercover and using covert tactics to gather intelligence on suspected human traffickers who are being paid thousands to help smuggle vulnerable people here. And as well as that undercover, I know of people who have been asked for identity on bus trips between the North and South over recent months as well. The two tabloids, the Irish Sun and the Irish Daily Mirror, they go report on this story of in relation to the attacker of Natasha O'Brien, that he has received some threats. So this story on the front of the Irish Sun and the Irish Daily Mirror, and that he got letters that were sent to his family home. The Herald and it leads on a story in relation to Molly Martins and allegedly emptying a joint bank account she held with her husband Jason Corbett within days of battering him to death is the lead story on the Herald. And the Daily Star, it has the Irish Daily Star, Irish fugitive Spain arrest. A hitman murder suspect is held. A chief suspect in the Dublin murder of a notorious gangland hitman has been arrested in Spain, according to the paper. Gardaí have been hunting this suspected fugitive, who they want to charge in connection with the brazen execution, it describes, of Hamid Sanambar. Sanambar was gunned down while at the wake of Sean Little in 2019, days after he was suspected of shooting Little dead. That was the front story on the Irish Daily Star. Just one story caught me on the front of the Times, actually, as well as their general headlines. Millions to work from beach this summer. This is the London Times. Holidays used to be about sun, sea and sangria, but many Britons appear to be adding spreadsheets to the mix. More than 6 million staff plan to work from the beach as growing numbers of people take advantage of flexible working practices. And research has found that a third of workers are employed at companies with work from anywhere policies, allowing them to log on from overseas for at least some of the year. So that's an interesting change in work practices that will happen, although you don't want to spoil your holiday, do you? Kind of mix the two up, you know, kind of a bit of a challenge. Anyway, some of the stories that are making the headlines inside the papers. Inside the Irish Independent, two hospitals recorded zero patients waiting on trolleys in the first half of the year. The health minister will signal an ease in overcrowding at the cabinet tomorrow. He will show that the top performers were University Hospital Waterford and the Midland Regional Hospital in Tullamore, which had no patients needing admission waiting on the trolley for the full 6 months of the first half of the year this year. And I know that University Hospital Waterford has a good record in that regard, but there'll be a lot of focus on Limerick and other hospitals as well. The Irish Independent also has a story inside on two men suffered cardiac arrest due to energy drinks. Two young men suffered cardiac arrest following excessive consumption of energy drinks, it's emerged, sparking fresh calls for a ban on their sale to children. While the UK looks close to banning energy drinks for under 16s, it appears this country is lagging behind. And that's a report by Laura Linnett in the Irish Independent. An interesting story there. Another different story now from the Irish Examiner. We know the Greens will be in the spotlight today as they choose their leader. However, Sinn Féin are still analysing their performance in the wake of the elections south of the border a month or two ago. Ex-Kerry TD drafted in following party's poor election performance, and the former Kerry TD, Martin Ferris, has been drafted in as part of a review into Sinn Féin's disappointing performance and in the local and European elections, and that in the wake of June's elections, Mary Lou MacDonald announced her party would be carrying out a full assessment, which is expected to be completed within weeks. As part of the process, it's understood that TDs and senators recently met for almost 4 hours in the Alex Hotel in Dublin to discuss the fallout from the elections and thrash out what the party must do to improve the performance ahead of the general election. A couple of other stories catching my eye in the papers. Meet the Irish teenager who set his sights on helping wheelchair users travel the world. A young disability campaigner, James Casserly, is celebrating finishing Leaving Cert Applied, and he set his sights on a career in accessibility and tourism. I really think this is a hugely important issue for people, and great that he would choose that. He's going to do a post-Leaving Cert course in travel and tourism, and he wants to travel and make it a full-time job, and he wants to become a travel accessibility consultant to let people know which countries are accessible to visit and which hotels. And he thinks that there's no one doing that job, and I certainly think that would be hugely useful. And then one final story that caught my eye. A Strictly Come Dancing 20th anniversary special set to be filmed at Buckingham Palace has been scrapped. Logistical problems and diary clashes have scuppered attempts despite talks. That would have been quite the show. And they're all the stories that are making the headlines in today's papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch
on News Talk.